let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the American lifestyle in the 21st century, healthy life, happy life. Marvin Massey Sr., doctor of naturopathic medicine and PhD, shows how anyone, old or young, can achieve their goals and dreams of health and accomplishment. He earned a B.S. at age 69 and a Ph.D. at age 77. In his book, Dr. Massey outlines how anyone can live a rich, productive, and healthy life in their 60s, 70s, and beyond. An easy-to-read, excellent summary of what you need to know about nutrition and how to improve your eating habits. Dr. Massey is a naturopath and wellness coach, Eagle Scout, Army veteran of the 101st Airborne Division, began studying martial arts in the late 1970s, still actively teaching yoga, a Reiki master and teacher, certification in reflexology, called a true Renaissance man, and the author of The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century, Healthy Life, Happy Life. Dr. Marvin Massey Sr. is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
It is such an important program, especially as with all this going on in the world, we sometimes grab more fast food than we should, and we really don't want to watch our diet. And we're going to go through a lot of keys that have worked in your life that we'll talk about from the book during the course of the program. But first of all, what was the inspiration in writing the book? Why did you decide to write the book, The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century?
Well, it's based on my thesis for my doctorate degree. And several of my friends and associates kept saying, well, you need to write a book. And so I just picked up the phone and called and talked to a lady here in Indianapolis, and she was with Balboa Printing, and we went from there.
And the book's available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The book is The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century, Healthy Life, yes, Happy Life. You can get wherever books are sold. Go to our website. We'll have all the information there as well. I know one of the things that you've tried to do in your professional life is to make the world a better place, to really help people. Talk about that and that motivation to take the message that's worked so well in your life and share it with other people.
Well, I state the main thing to do is that you need to be active. You need to be moved. The body is made for movement, as Zig Ziglar says.
Yes.
And we need to, every day we need to do some mild exercise, even if it's walking. You don't have to do anything too strenuous, but you got to move. It's very important. Movement is very important for us. And we have to get our proper sleep and rest. In this hurried world that we're in, stress, 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 people are not sleeping well. They're not sleeping enough. You need to get that good 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And, you know, you just have to keep on trying to figure out ways to make yourself better. Everybody is different, you know?
Yes.
And we need to find out what works for us.
You know, it's interesting you talk about exercise, and so often people feel like I can't do a lot, and they sort of use that as a crutch, as sort of a fallback to not doing anything. And I think what you just said is if you do something, you're a step ahead of the game, literally.
Yes, sir. That's good. Anything is better than nothing. Baby steps.
Yes. And then eventually you'll find, okay, I'm going to take even bigger steps and expand. I'm not just going to walk from the parking lot into the office. I'm going to walk around the office before I go in each and every day. Just tips like that in the book, The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century. Another thing that you talk about is serving God. How do you go about doing that? And is this book part of the mission you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, I teach a wellness class at my church every month, and it's based on what I teach in this book. And I basically what I figured out is that I serve God by serving others. God doesn't necessarily want us to serve Him directly, but when we serve our fellow man and our brothers and sisters, we're serving Him. And so I use that as my mantra. And this little book kind of, if I can help somebody live a better life and get closer to God, and then I've accomplished one of my goals.
What does it feel like to be able to do that? And I'm thinking the book, The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century, this book is available worldwide. People that you don't know that you will never meet are reading the book written by Marvin Massey Sr., and their life is changing, and it's better because of that. How does that make you feel, this legacy that you're leaving with this book?
It's hard to explain and put into words how great it makes me feel. I've been to different classes and seminars and different places, and one of the greatest things that somebody has ever said to me is, thank you, you helped me.
And it's very simple. What Dr. Massey's been able to do is to help people improve their lives. And that, again, that has to be rewarding. And you've turned your life around with your philosophy on life and being able to share that with other people and seeing their response and to see them feel better and enjoy life more. Again, this has to be very rewarding for you.
It definitely is. I see, and people come back to me that I haven't seen. Because I deal with a lot of young people in my martial arts instruction, and sometimes I don't see them for 6-7 years, and they come back, and they're smiling and saying, thank you, I appreciate what you've done for me. The euphoria I get from that is unbelievable.
The book is The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century, Healthy Life, Happy Life, by our guest on the program, Marvin H. Massey Sr., Dr. Marvin H. Massey Sr. Massey, if you're Googling, is two S's, M-A-S-S-E-Y. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Let's talk about how you help people improve their lives, because it's multifaceted, isn't it? You talk about diet, exercise, the discipline of martial arts. There are really a lot of components to living a healthy life.
Mm-hmm. Well, three basic things that you want a good attitude. I try to, if people can think the right things, you're going to do the right things. You know, good thoughts bring about good results. So I work on people's attitude, number one, and then secondly, we try to clean up the diet a little bit. Our foods are so bad because our soils are so depleted, it's difficult to get good food anymore. So I try to encourage people to buy organic food as much as possible and eat fresh fruits and vegetables every chance they can get, because that's where the health is coming from. And I encourage people to supplement, because so much of our food has been stripped of all the nutrients that used to be in it naturally. And I take a lot of supplements personally myself.
Well, it's interesting, because sometimes they will say, if you have a healthy diet, you really don't need supplements. But I'm hearing more and more people say what you're saying, because of how the soil is depleted. It's not quite the same food we used to eat, that supplements, and I do it in my diet as well. So you take supplements as well.
Yes, I do. Because if you look at a lot of our products out there, as I point out in the book, are genetically modified. They're GMO products now, and they're not the same thing that our grandparents had to eat back in the 40s. I mean, the wheat's changed, our grains have changed, of course the soil has been depleted, that also affects it. But just the idea that we think we can get what we need from our food, we used to be able to.
Exactly.
But our food is not as nutritional as it used to be.
And all of the tips how you can get the best food possible out there and the supplements that you should be using, you'll find in Dr. Massey's book, The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century, available at Amazon, the usual places. Shocked, and I guess I shouldn't be, but in reading the book, talking about, as I mentioned, fast food in the beginning, but focusing on children, talking about the average child ingesting a half a pound of sugar every day. Talk about your mission in trying to alert children to the problems that they encounter in their diets, and it's really taking years off of their lives.
Absolutely. I just saw a recent article about the type 2 diabetes and these types of things that we used to always affect seniors and adults.
Yes.
They're now finding it in children. The kids are they have obesity problems. Obesity leads to all kinds of diseases. Just like stress leads to all kinds of diseases. But our kids are eating the wrong foods. They're eating these too much sugar, and it's making them sick, basically, is what's doing for them.
The first chapter in the book, The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century, talks about the white menace and the foods that we're eating. Talk about that. That's where you, that's sort of the jump-off point, and that's sort of the foundation for many of us in terms of meals, and we're really making some major mistakes that, again, will take time off of our lifespan.
Yes. Well, the table sugar, the granulated sugar on the table, is there's nothing left in it. It's not the old cane sugar that we used to eat. And if you look at the flour, the white flour, it's been bleached. Why was the flour bleached? Well, the aristocracy decided back in England that they wanted to do something better than the peasants, so they bleached their flour. But in bleaching the flour, they take out all the nutrients. And so they figured, well, we got to put them back in. So now you see on your package, you should say enriched flour. Why is it enriched? If you didn't take the nutrients out, you wouldn't have to try to put them back.
Exactly.
So as they process it, they take away so much of what we got. White flour, white sugar, and even our white rice has been depleted heavily.
Just amazing. The book is an eye-opener, and the book is a step-by-step guide to turning our lives around, and it's never too late. The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century, Healthy Life, Happy Life by Dr. Marvin Massey, Sr., our guest on the program. What do you hope to accomplish from this book? We've talked about the positive response that you've been getting from people that you know who've read the book, but what do you hope the takeaway is when people read the book, The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century?
Well, mostly I'm interested, one of my main goals is I want to see the book in the hands of mothers. Okay, we know that if you can change one generation of mothers, you can change the future. And because the mothers control the children for the most part. They're the nurturers. They take care of the cook. They used to, not as much as it used to be, but they still are the main center of the house, so to speak. And if we can get the moms eating correctly and teaching their children to eat correctly, then those children can help their children. So, I mean, then it moves on, and I can affect the future generations.
Why did you choose this particular topic for your book?
That was interesting. I just went through a list of topics that were given at when I was studying for my PhD. And they gave me a list of things that would be interesting for me to write so that I could get my degree. And I ended up on this, I don't know, I was kind of led here, I guess, by God to write this particular aspect of the health aspect, of health for the human body and for the human being.
Well, it not only got you the PhD, you've found something that answers a lot of questions that people have out there, like, what am I missing in my life? Why am I don't have enough energy anymore? Is that just part of aging, or is there something that I can do? It's amazing when you think about this country and all of the resources we have here, and you read about it in the book, The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century. We certainly among the most obese nations in the world now, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are overfed and undernourished. We have a lot. We ingest so many hollow calories. Our food is nutrient deficient, and that makes it difficult to have a healthy body if you don't put the right stuff in your body. Whatever you put on your body or in your body counts. And if you don't feed your body properly, then your brain is not going to operate properly. And if we can't think right, then it's difficult to make the right choices.
Well, and you talk about people can't change if they don't know how. We no longer can't say we don't know how, because you've done this for us in the book, The American Lifestyle. In the 21st century, you've laid it out there for all of us. And it's interesting, you talk about it as well, and I want to mention this here while we still have time. The first wealth is health. We're all worried about wealth, but it starts with health, doesn't it? Talk a little
right.
bit about why that's so important. The rest is all sort of secondary if we don't have our health.
Well, it's easier to stay healthy than to get healthy, number one.
Yes.
And prevention is better than cure. Hippocrates said, you know, your food be your medicine, your medicine be your food. Well, that doesn't hold true as much today, but because our food is deficient, so we have to supplement our food. But it's still based on what we put in our mouth. I read one of the authors I quoted. He said, use vitamin S, which is vitamin slow. He says, sit down, eat, enjoy your food, digest your food. He said, then it's better for you. And old Ben Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. So, I mean, it just goes on and on, way back into history. They all knew what to do. But we don't pay attention to those old guys anymore.
No, we don't. And it's with the lifestyle we have now and eating a meal, sometimes we don't even remember what we've just eaten because it's in such a hurry and we're checking all of our devices and communicating and writing, and we're not really even paying attention and enjoying the meal. So there's so much advice like that in the book. A minute or so left in the program. What do you hope the goal is as people read the book, The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century? What do you hope we get from reading this?
I hope I can change as many people's lives as possible. I want to be a good example to teach, and if I lead by example, then my children can lead their children. And you have to ask the right questions to get the right answers. That's the important thing. If you don't ask the right questions, you will not get the correct answers.
Well, in the book,
so you have to.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
It's so amazing the job that you've done in presenting all of this. And again, it's done in an easy to read sort of a summary of what you need to know about nutrition, how to improve your eating habits and your background. There's so many different components to it to be living a happy life. And I get the impression, and I'm not sure how old you are, but I mentioned it at age 77, you got your PhD. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're enjoying life every hour of every day. You're taking advantage of your good health and enjoying life.
Yeah, we can make more money, but we can't make more time.
Exactly. Well said. The book is The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century. Healthy life, happy life. In fact, if you remember four words, those are the words. Healthy life, happy life. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Our guest has been Dr. Marvin H. Massey, Sr. Massey is M-A-S-S-E-Y. Book available the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can find a link there. Go directly to Amazon, get information, and order the book. Dr. Massey, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing your message in a brief amount of time here. Great having you with us on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. God bless.
It's been our pleasure. The American Lifestyle in the 21st Century, Healthy Life, Happy Life. Dr. Marvin Massey, Sr., our guest on the program. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.